Mark chapter 3. Again he entered the synagogue, and a man was there who had a withered hand. They watched him to see whether he would cure him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. And he said to the man who had the withered hand,
"Come forward."
Then he said to them,
"Is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath, to save life or to kill?"
But they were silent. He looked around at them with anger. He was grieved at their hardness of heart and said to the man,
"Stretch out your hand."
He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately conspired with the Herodians against him, how to destroy him. Jesus departed with his disciples to the sea, and a great multitude from Galilee followed him. Hearing all that he was doing, they came to him in great numbers from Judea, Jerusalem, Idumea beyond the Jordan, and the region around Tyre and Sidon. He told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd, so that they would not crush him. For he had cured many, so that all who had diseases pressed upon him to touch him. Whenever the unclean spirits saw him, they fell down before him and shouted,
"You are the Son of God."
But he sternly ordered them not to make him known. He went up the mountain and called to him those whom he wanted, and they came to him. And he appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, to be with him, and to be sent out to proclaim the message, and to have authority to cast out demons. So he appointed the 12, Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter, James son of Zebedee, and John the brother of James, to whom he gave the name Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder, and Andrew, and Philip, and Bartholomew, and Matthew, and Thomas, and James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, and Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. Then he went home, and the crowd came together again, so that they could not even eat. When his family heard it, they went out to restrain him, for people were saying,
"He has gone out of his mind."
And the scribes, who came down from Jerusalem, said,
"He has Beelzebub, and by the ruler of the demons, he casts out demons."
And he called them to him, and spoke to them in parables.
"How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but his end has come. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his property without first tying up the strong man. Then indeed the house can be plundered. Truly I tell you, people will be forgiven for their sins and whatever blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit can never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin."
For they had said,
"He has an unclean spirit."
Then his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him,
"Your mother and your brothers and sisters are outside, asking for you."
And he replied,
"Who are my mother and my brothers?"
And looking at those who sat around him, he said,
"Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother."